Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at @DeniseNLaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. After working in the field of public relations at a top firm in D.C. and then New York City, Cooper Monroe and her family moved back home to Pittsburgh. About that time, Cooper and her friend Emily started a blog together, and from that blog, their love and deep respect for the outstanding mom blogger community and their decades of working in communications together, they built The Motherhood in 2006. Since then, The Motherhood has become an award-winning digital PR and marketing agency with more than 100 Fortune 500 companies and national nonprofits as clients, and a network of thousands of highly influential moms online who reach millions of moms across the country. Cooper and Emily are known for creating groundbreaking campaigns for The Motherhood clients, including one of the first nationwide brand-sponsored mom blogger meetup series in celebration of Huggies' 30th anniversary. The Motherhood also launched Mom Sends the Message, a campaign to reduce distracted driving involving hundreds of bloggers serving as ambassadors. Oprah Winfrey picked up the story, and her producers engaged with Cooper and Emily as they created the on-air segment to reduce distracted driving. Cooper and Emily flew to Chicago for the taping of the show and were thrilled that Oprah wholeheartedly took up the cause with her No Phone Zone pledge. These are just two of the many successful campaigns The Motherhood has been a part of. While Cooper Monroe enjoys great success as a mompreneur, her daily joy is having dinner with her four amazing kids and her husband, who just happens to be her childhood sweetheart. She lives by the mantra, always leave things better than you find them, which holds true for most mothers. Do you feel like you have the power to change the world? Well, after speaking with Cooper Monroe, I'm convinced that my voice matters.
I just have to just applaud you, because oftentimes when we are, you know, traveling down a road that just basically like uncharted territory, it can be really scary. And today there are millions of mommy bloggers, it seems, but you are truly a pioneer in the blogging industry. And so take us back to the beginning of this journey and how it brought you to founding The Motherhood.
Oh, that's a great question. You know, the thing about the web and social media is that it's just another variation on what mothers have always done. And that is, you know, since time began, it's the mothers really who create the neighborhood and create the community and create the sports, the support system and you know, the tips and the tricks of getting through the day. They're the ones who forever have led that. And, you know, the internet really is just the latest form. You know, in today's world where we may not know our neighbors very well and don't have family in the same town, you can find warmth and support and ideas and connection online with bloggers and with others, community that you create, and in the most thriving and beautiful and warm community. And I know you experience this and know this and lead this in your own way, can be found online. And, you know, back in 2003, 2004, we first started blogging. There weren't very many women blogging, and there really certainly weren't many mothers blogging, but there were these amazing voices and strong voices who were creating these communities and neighborhoods through telling their stories and through sharing what they knew and sharing what they were good at and their own expertise, whatever it was. And you know, it was interesting. There's so many different voices. You know, there were people who were really great at cooking, or people who had gone through postpartum depression and were talking about it in a real way, or, you know, people who were talking about juggling working full-time and raising a family, or struggling with divorce, or struggling with any number, you know, special needs kids, and telling their stories in ways that wasn't in magazines or on TV or on the news or in any kind of format that we were consuming publicly. For information, they were telling it as their, you know, the daily lives unfolded and what it was like and what their struggles were and what the reality was. And it wasn't 10 steps to potty training, and it wasn't this glossy thing that, you know, somebody who didn't even have kids had written. It was somebody who was living it day in and day out from their real perspective of what works and what doesn't, and the hard days and the good days and all that goes along with it, because that's what we are. That's who we are as mothers. It's not all unicorns and fairy dust. It's challenging and it's hard, and we're the ones who do it because we're the ones who have the strength to do it. So, you know, we're just seeing this in its in most glorious and beautiful form, and all of these voices and all of these people who were came from so many different places and experiences and walks of life, and finding common ground and finding similar interests and concerns around what they were going through in their lives. And it wasn't, you know, where they lived physically or where they came from in their world. It was they found each other because they had something similar or something to give each other or something to offer. And it just felt so revolutionary and incredible. Mm. And we just, you know, from there knew that, that this was something that was going to change everything.
That's incredible. And you have an extensive background in public relations. And so to bridge, you know, this non-traditional way of communicating, so to speak, with public relations is just brilliant to me. And so what was there a particular, like, specific moment when you just knew, was there a particular blog or story or movement that really inspired you to take this really innovative leap into branding the motherhood?
So there was, we had an experience on our, there were several things, and it was all kicked off with a day in late August of 2005 when the levees broke in New Orleans and Hurricane Katrina had devastated entire communities along the Gulf Coast of the United States. And it was, I think in history books, we're probably going to look back on this as this really critical moment in time where things really, really changed. In that the federal and, you know, national relief efforts and the federal government and the, you know, kind of iconic agencies that are on a big level are tasked and we trust to take care of things weren't. And, but at the same time, we had these tools and these instruments in our hands through our computers, rudimentary tools. We didn't have Twitter or Facebook, but we had ways of connecting and mobilizing through the internet. And individuals were looking at their TVs and hearing the news and knowing that they had to do something to help. There were families stuck on rooftops for days on end, and nothing was happening. It was wrong in its most profound sense. And because individuals wanted to mobilize and help in any way they could, we had the capability and the tools to do so. And one of the things that we posted on our website, on our blog, with, you know, knowing that when you've got kids and just, you know, that kids outgrow their clothes so quickly and we've all have so much stuff. We have so much that we can offer for families who had lost absolutely everything and figured out a way that, you know, figured out that, you know, that, you know, in 9/11, people were sending all kinds of donations to New York City, but they just sat in warehouses because there was no distribution system. But what we noticed on the NOLA website and others, people were offering housing. So there was going to be individuals with addresses so we could find them and we could conceivably get donations to them. And all we had was this blog and comments. And so we just wrote a post. We didn't have very many readers. And we just wrote a post that said, look, we have so much stuff. Please post it here, and we'll just figure out how, if we can get it to, get it to Louisiana and to the Gulf Coast, and we're just going to, you know, let's see what happens. So we figured we'd get a couple boxes of stuff, right? And 24 hours later, the blog crashed. Tens of thousands of donations were streaming into our website, and we had connected in a very short period of time with HurricaneHousing.org, which was helping facilitate housing on the Gulf Coast. And they were, when they placed families or individuals into temporary housing, they were sending them to us. So there were people, most, it was all driven by women and mostly mothers. And so when they were placed in this housing, they were able to go and see who had their child's size clothing or their size in clothing, or, you know, just they were able to connect one to one with each other, the people who were donating and the people who were looking for supplies in return. And this happened one person, to one mom over several months. And it worked. It absolutely worked. And what was being sent to the Gulf Coast were boxes of items that weren't just customized for the recipient, but there were prayers and there were drawings from the kids and there were letters of support. And there was something in there that was just special for the mom who had, you know, it was the most excruciating, dehumanizing circumstances of having to stand in line and wait for stuff and, you know, it just in the blazing heat and to get something that was just for them with love and care and thoughtfulness and warmest wishes of support was profound for all involved. And it was profound for us to watch it play out. I mean, we really were essentially a community cork board where people placed what they had and people came and saw what was being offered and they connected. So we ended up not shipping. The individuals were shipping and communicating directly to each other. And it was just this most beautiful and incredible experience. But in that moment, realized that we were looking at everything was about to change, that the individuals were able to make a difference where they wanted to, that people could mobilize around something that they wanted to change and make an impact towards. And because we have these tools, even simple tools like a blog post and comments, we could do it. And think about how much that has even evolved since 2005. I mean, here we are looking 10 years later, and we have Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook and Instagram, and things can happen on a dime, and they're just changing. You know, anything can change. We ended up doing all kinds of campaigns from there. We did something with the Department of Transportation and the Oprah Winfrey Show on texting and driving, and we've taken groups of bloggers to Africa to look at U.S.-funded programs to spread awareness in the United States of what how much of an impact we're making in countries in Africa through the programs that the United States funds for health and education and agriculture across that continent. So we were able to use the power of what we can do each individually with our blogs and our voices online to spread awareness and to spread information to make a difference where we want to and care about making a difference.
More with Cooper Monroe after this brief message.
Did you know that over 80,000 chemicals are manufactured and sold every day? These chemicals can be found in common household products like shampoo, counter cleaner, lotion, and detergents. As a mother, we can choose to have a healthy home. The Healthy Home Company offers 100% toxic-free, all-natural personal care, household, skincare, makeup, and health and wellness products for children and adults. The Healthy Home Company delivers the all-natural store right to your door. Commit to a healthy home for your family. Visit www.deniseinlarosa.com and click on the Healthy Home Company banner to learn more about how you can create a healthy home for your family while earning supplemental income.
Wow. Like, I just, the whole time that you were sharing that, I just had goosebumps. And it takes me back to where we first met at the MomCon. And you were speaking about that. And I was just so inspired. And you just touched on something, Cooper, that is so profound. And that is, mothers are powerful and can, you know, really cultivate change in our society. And, you know, we live in our own world of, you know, being the mother of our family and nurturing and caring for, you know, our loved ones. But the reality is we as mothers together and individually, we have a voice, and that voice can really bring about some powerful change. So just if you don't mind, share with us a little bit of that talk at the MomCon about how we really truly have the power, more power than I think we realize.
We each of us has a story to tell. We're on our own path, but every single one of us has something to contribute and something that we care about deeply and passionately. And there are people out there who feel the same way. And if we want to make a difference, we can find the groups of people who can help us mobilize to make that change or that difference. And, you know, like you said, mothers are powerful. We are the ones. We really are the people who can connect the dots. We see things that are all around us and then connect them. So we see where an issue is, and we can kind of see the big picture of it. And then I think that we also have the capability of seeing not only the big picture, but we also have the capability of seeing what the solution is. And what we're really good at is getting from what is the problem to what is the solution and how are we going to get there. And the Internet really lets us do that in a way that is so it's something that in the history of the world we've never had access to before. So we can really mobilize quickly and fast and make enormous change because we are the ones who can tell what the change needs to be. So, for instance, there was a mom in New Jersey who was noticing that when her son ate certain types of food dyes, especially in certain types of candy, his behavior really significantly changed. And she was so concerned about it, and she looked into the science of it, and she did all of this research and, you know, found that this was a real problem. And so she was going to the powers that be and the institutions and saying, you know, we need to get a hearing going. I know that this is a problem. I've done the research. And, you know, they put her off and put her off and put her off. And finally, she went online and started petitions and started, you know, going to getting blog posts going and Twitter and Facebook. And lo and behold, that food dye's coming out of that product. But it took her mobilizing other mothers to get that action taken. If she wasn't going to the powers that be, she was going on the grassroots level for people to mobilize around what they knew needed to be done. And she was able to do it pretty quickly because she saw a problem and she saw a solution and figured out the best way how to get there. So, and that's just kind of average women on a daily basis, heroic deeds. And it's because we have so much on our plates and so much we're responsible for and so much we do on a daily basis, but we just, for some reason, we're able to put more on our plates. And get it done.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. And I just love what you said. You know, we're average people doing heroic deeds. And so some moms might think, well, I don't have a degree in communication. Well, guess what? I don't either. I mean, you know, you just have to have the heart. You have to have the passion. You know, you like you said, you see something, you feel passionate about it, and you want to do something about it. That's all you really need, you know.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I just love that. And so I guess that leads me into asking more specifically, you know, thinking back to 2005 up till now, I'm sure the motherhood has evolved like leaps and bounds and grown into something that you probably never imagined. And I love your charter. So if you don't mind, tell us exactly, like, what is the motherhood and how you help brands and moms come together?
Oh, great. So the motherhood is really a social media marketing agency where we started out as a community from the experience with Katrina and from all that we learned in those early days of blogs and social media being born and evolving to what it is now, is we started out as a community where the charter that you're speaking of and the philosophy upon which the motherhood is built, you know, the motherhood is obviously a play on the word neighborhood, but we wanted to create a space where women could work together to make a difference, to make life a little bit better in their own lives, in their neighbors' lives, in their communities, and in the world, and find each other to mobilize around these different issues or topics or concerns or things that they're worried about. It could be as simple as, you know, what the heck am I going to make for dinner tonight, to, wow, we should be immunizing children around the world. Let's figure out how we're going to do it. So, I mean, there's from the smallest to the biggest, but that's what we do as women. We've got the tiniest little things that we got to deal with, like figuring out what we're going to cook for dinner or what are we getting the teachers for, you know, Christmas present this year, to, hey, how are we going to fix this issue on my block, or how are we going to get the neighbors to clean up that huge pile of trash? So, I mean, it's, you know, there's all kinds of things that we deal with huge on our list. And so that's really what we were starting to build the community around. And so we built this for several years, and it just so happened at the same time, enormous companies realized that communities for mothers was probably a way to go. And so Baby Center was born, and all these other big websites came out of that moment in time. At the same time, Facebook was born and Twitter. And we realized that building a, you know, quote-unquote Facebook for moms probably, you know, we should be thinking about how we're going to keep the lights on too. And thinking back to you know, our years and years, I've been in public relations for well over 26 years or so. Thought about the brands are looking to reach moms. There's common ground. They have things in common. There are moms who really love particular brands and they love particular things that the brands represent. And so let's figure out a way to connect the two. And our first program was for a diaper company celebrating their 30th anniversary. So this generation of moms is the first generation who actually wore these disposable diapers and now are putting them on their own kids. And so we were figuring out ways for the bloggers on the ground to celebrate and to talk about this 30th anniversary and the evolution of motherhood and this really wonderful, engaging conversation. And this is years ago.
More with Cooper Monroe after this brief message.
iMemories offers a host of media transfer and conversion services for videos, photos, negatives, and slides, tools that make it easy for anyone to create professional-looking videos, and a premium online service that makes sharing your memories with friends and family easy. The box you send iMemories holds more more than video cassettes, film reels, and pictures. It's full of irreplaceable images and memories. To keep them safe, iMemories engineered advanced technology and process to track every media asset through its entire life cycle at iMemories. iMemories also offers safe photo and video sharing in the cloud. Be sure to visit www.deniseinlarosa.com and click on the iMemories banner to enjoy some special rates on this priceless service. Preserve your memories today with iMemories.
For, you know, any brands have seen this kind of content or the rich conversation that comes out when your consumer is actually talking about you in her own voice. And it was incredibly powerful for everybody to see this. And it, we kind of bet that this was going to work and thrilled that it did. And from there, we just started to build our business. So it's creating campaigns that have lots of heart and lots of soul, and they've got useful information for all involved. And so it's really an amazing experience and opportunity and programming for the bloggers. And it's great for the brands because they interact and communicate with their moms, who are the most important consumers, in a way that's authentic and in a voice that everybody loves and is meaningful and value added. And so we've been doing that now since 2006 or 2007. And it's just grown and evolved in such amazing ways. And now with different platforms, Pinterest and Instagram, and you know, other ways that people can communicate other than their blog posts. And it's been pretty incredible to watch evolve over time.
Yes. I mean, it was just talk about perfect timing. And I just love the authenticity of what motherhood does. You touched on that as well. And, you know, I truly believe, and maybe I'm biased because I'm a mommy, but I do feel like we're the most valuable consumer. We are the ones looking, searching, trying to find out what's best for our family. And to bridge the two, to me, it's just nothing short of brilliant. It's just amazing. And it makes me also think about you as a mother, Cooper. We haven't really talked about that. And, you know, this is the motherhood. So tell us how your children inspired you from everything to starting the motherhood to just everyday life, just the way you live your life. How have your children inspired you?
Oh, such a great question. You know, that's so neat. Denise, thank you for asking that. I rarely, when you kind of run a business, are you asked to talk about your kids too? And I feel so lucky to be able to do that. I've got four kids. There's two girls and two boys. The oldest two are girls. They're 17 and 15. And the two boys are 13 and 10. And they inspire me every day. I mean, I'm sure you heard this before you had kids, is that you're going to be completely transformed. The minute that baby gets into your arms, you're totally transformed. And it's so true. And maybe it's because teach you that there's something bigger than yourself. I mean, you maybe know that before you have kids, but really physically and emotionally there's proof that there's something bigger in the world than just yourself. And I think that has helped me grow and evolve as a person, watching their challenges and joys and helping them along the way, but also realizing that they're on their own path too. And they've got to do what they got to do, and I'm there to help them. But watching how they deal with it and grow up and learn about life helps me in my own path too. And so legacy is really, you know, how you impact others, and the impact that we leave on the world really is how we make other people feel and how we help other people grow and experience life themselves. And I try to do that for them, but they most certainly do that for me.
I couldn't agree with you more. And it's just amazing, Cooper. Like hearing you, tears came to my eyes because I could immediately mom to mom feel and identify with everything you're saying. Although I'm a newbie, you know, I have a 6-month-old and a 2-year-old, and here you have teenagers. But that to me is such a common thread, and they're never too young to teach you something, I feel. I learn something new about myself and about the world every day just by being a mom, and I love hearing your experience as well. It truly bonds us as women and as mothers.
It does. It really does. Because we part of our charter says that nobody understands a mother like another mother, and it is the common ground on which we stand and can understand each other, because there's nothing like being up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a baby and who has a fever, or, you know, knowing that you're, you know, I have a daughter that's going to college next year, and it's just, you know, she's going out in the world. It's, yeah. And I mean, we all kind of can, I think, understand that, that place in your heart that's so hard to describe, but because we've been there, we can you know, embrace it in each other and understand it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I guess I will end this interview, which I don't want to end it, but, you know, I guess I will end this interview with one final question. And it's a toughie, because I'm asking you to choose one answer. But what is one piece of advice that you would have for mothers? And I feel like you're really at a special place. Like you said, you have a child who is getting ready to go out into the world and leave the nest, so to speak. So what's one piece of advice you would give mom?
You actually said it earlier, and is that we each have a voice. We each have that voice, that we each have something in our own lives that we own and care for and feel passionate about and want to live. And by embracing that voice and embracing that passion and embracing what you're interested in and what you care about and who you are is so important for you and for your family and for your children. And owning that voice and going forward with what you believe in with conviction and figuring out how to make it happen, whatever it is an incredible piece of learning for everyone around you and especially the kids you're raising. Because they see you do it and they know they can do it themselves.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter at Denise in La Rosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa, and or email me at denise@deniseinlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa. I will leave you with this quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If you want to change the world, pick up your pen and write. Thank you for listening.